the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 10, says letter number 3005, Baruch Hashem, the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Sholem of Racha. So the Rebbe said, gave over to me about the worry that while he was in the place over there, they found out that there was a problem with the mikveh. So he's worried that, you know, maybe his wife didn't use the proper mikveh. It was accidentally. He doesn't know. He heard that maybe the mikveh wasn't the kosher mikveh. He doesn't know the details. So he's asking the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, in my view, it's very likely it's only your imagination. So nothing ever happened, he says. But it's not, you know, but as the Alter Rebbe writes in the Geras HaKodesh, in the Geras HaTshuva, that today, in the olden days when people would accidentally do a violation, they would fast, but the Rebbe writes over there that all the people that are scrupulous and they want to make sure that everything is done right. So today the custom is to give a lot of tzedakah. You know, tzedakah is something which atones, takes away all the necessary fasting and things like that. So the Rebbe therefore says, if you're worried, I'm going to prescribe to you charity, that you should give tzedakah. So the Rebbe says, you and your wife should separate without a vow, bli neder, everything you do, in the weekdays, before davening or brachas, and your wife also before lighting the candles in Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Nerev Yom Tov, some franc, it's also, apparently it's from the French side, in addition to what you have been accustomed to do till now, to add to it so that it will collect to an amount of approximately $53.50. It is a calculation that the Rebbe writes in the previous letters that would equal to make up a certain amount of fast days to redeem it. So it turns out that the amount would be $53.50. I have to look up and see what the exact how it equals out. The Rebbe writes it in the previous letters and later on. But the main thing the Rebbe says, give tzedakah, forget about this whole thing. Just forget about it, just do the tzedakah, and may the blessed Hashem prolong your days and your years in good. You should see true nachas, Hasidic nachas, in all your offsprings, should be in a good health, both physically and spiritually, with blessings. So the Rebbe says, first of all, it's probably not true that that's anything wrong happened. But in any event, the Rebbe says, increase in tzedakah and give a little extra tzedakah until it will add up to amount of $53.50. And apparently in those days that was a very significant amount of money, because you don't have to give it at once. The Rebbe says, add it up, and the Rebbe blesses them, and mainly it says to forget about it and not to worry about it.